The Everett Silver Tips and the Seattle Thunderbirds, just 1 point apart for first place in the U.S. division. Need we say more? Opening faceoff here from a packed out downtown Everett moments away. And joining us now for a coach's conversation is Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, given the circumstances of this time of year and this kind of matchup, some folks would say it's a big game, but in your eyes, how big is it?
Yeah, you know, it's you don't really get into much in this business when you play six exhibition games and you have a 72-game regular season and you hope you make the playoffs and you might play 100 games. So it's pretty rare you talk about, you know, must-win games, but it just has that feel to it. I mean, we're running out of games in the season. We're running out of games we'll play directly with Seattle. They gained a point in their win last night. We gained one in a shootout loss, which put them one ahead of us. We're still technically in control of our own destiny because we have more games left than they do, but this just has that feel of a must-win. We know how challenging it is to go into their building. They have an unbelievable record at home, especially in the second half of the season here. So this has got a real, real big game, maybe the game of the year type of feel to it, you know, going into it.
Where does last night's effort compare as far as the standard that you set for this evening?
Well, the standard that we set for every game, we were really, really close to it last night. I thought we were as close as you can get. Not perfection in terms of what maybe the results. It would have been nice to have some goals maybe go in based on the scoring chances and shots that we created. I thought the goal we scored, I thought was a really good goal. I didn't see any goalie interference on our first goal that we scored at all. So for us, that was a good goal. Shot, traffic, and rebound. That goal would have been a difference maker in the game. But really, I mean, we do judge mostly, you know, our work and our warrior level, and it was good last night. We rebounded from a strange Wednesday night, you know, poor outing against Spokane, and played hockey the way we want to. And you know, we tell the guys too, we don't always care that we win, but we really always care if we're playing the game the right way, meaning play it hard and work and compete and be a warrior, and if you lose doing that, that's going to happen. And last night, even though we got one but not two, we were in no way disappointed with the effort of the players. They worked extremely hard last night.
In the beginning of the season, we usually talk about how much players are trying to stick to their own game and execute the things that they've learned previous games or throughout the week in practice. But at a time like this, how much can pre-scouting also make a big difference?
Well, it does. It does more than it would if you're playing an Eastern Conference team once during the year. Even when you play Kelowna last night, you only play them four times. When you get into your rivalry games and it's the ninth of 10 you're going to play against a team, you know that team a little more. And then if you play a playoff series, you're going to really get into the pre-scout and the knowledge of the other team. It does, though, seem like this year our games against Seattle have always been with extenuating circumstances, the injuries early to many of their key players, some injuries to our key players later, playing a third game in three nights. And again tonight, it's a third game in four nights, so neither team will be quite as energetic as maybe they would be in a playoff series where you had equal rest and not quite as many games jammed together. So, but nonetheless, there are certain things that team does very, very well. We got to recognize that and be able to, you know, do some things of our own that counter that. Though it's still, you know, 70-80%. We got to go do our thing and do it with great energy and passion.
The Silver Tips hoping they do enough to do things well and come out here with a win. They take on the Seattle Thunderbirds in just a matter of moments. You're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.